All right, so we're back with Jake Oliveira. That was Boneyard. Why don't you give us a little insight on about that song?
Yeah, that was probably one of the more personal kind of introspective songs on the EP. So that one lyrically kind of just focuses on, like, you know, going to school, and although, like, my struggles may not be, like, living in projects or whatever, it's like everyone has their own kind of personal struggles. So that one's just kind of about, like, being short on money and, like, knowing that my parents are having to work, like, extra shifts at their jobs and stuff just to, you know, give me the opportunity to kind of live out my dreams. And it's almost like I'm kind of introspective of that, and then at the same time saying that I want to be successful because I want to be able to give back to them, because I feel like if they're doing all this for me, like, the least I can do is, like, send my parents on a trip or, like, you know, pay for my brother's tuition or something. If they're giving me those opportunities, it's kind of like I want to give back to them for doing that for me. So that whole song is just kind of like some hidden metaphors in it, and then it's one of the more blunt songs where I just kind of, you know, focus on what's going on in my life at that point.
Alright, cool. So we are missing your better half right now. I'm talking about the beat maker.
The better half, the better rapper.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your partner, Harry?
Yeah, Harry is not here today. Harry's basically like the weirdest but coolest mixture of a person you can ever meet. Like, he's a Jewish guy with dreadlocks who makes beats and raps and is also a cheerleader. So he's basically like seven personalities mashed into one short dreadlock man. So yeah, Harry's not here right now because he worked at a camp all summer, and then he had to go away on a trip to just, you know, learn a bit more about his religion and stuff, and he's not coming back till tomorrow. But yeah, Harry's the other half of our group, and he's basically in charge of making all the beats. He makes them all from scratch. Like, everything you hear, like the auto-tune stuff in, like, Game of Thrones is, like, him humming into his mic. Everything, like, the man plays a million instruments. He's on the stringed choir at our school. Like, he does everything. And so he's just kind of like the very significant other half, because without the beats, I mean, there's no rapping, so I kind of hate when rappers,
without,
like,
him, it's just you,
yeah, just me saying acapella words, like, I'm basically spoken words. So I mean, I kind of hate when rappers, like, say, like, you know, they're the ish, and they don't bring up, like, their, like, producer or anything, because I feel like we're a duo. Like, I'm nothing without a beat to rap over. So I mean, like, I feel like that's why we're keeping it in our name, and we're not just going, like, Bones. Like, it's Sandy Perlman and Bones. I tell him all the time, like, he's as important, if not more important, than what I'm doing, because I can't make songs without a beat. So yeah, Harry's the other half, and unfortunately he couldn't be here today.
Well, we're happy to at least have you here. So why don't you run us through how you go about writing some of your lyrics?
I have a few different approaches. Like, usually what I'll do is, if there's, like, a topic that I want to bring up, or there's something that's happened in the news that I kind of want to incorporate into my words, or make, like, a little bit of wordplay about, I'll write out, like, the main things that I want to hit in a song, and then I'll see how I can get to them. But not just, like, I hate just throwing out, like, punchline after punchline, so I write these ideas out, and then I try to find a way of, like, transitioning from one to the other, so it feels like a fluid progression, as opposed to me just saying, like, bitches, money, cars, money. Like, so I try to make that kind of progression beforehand, and then when I write out the lyrics, I spend a lot of time, like, trying to find, like, the most clever words that I can say that are actually challenging the listener to looking into what I'm saying, as opposed to just, like, giving them, force-feeding them, like, this is my story. So, yeah, I tend to get my ideas that I want to cover out on paper, and then when I start writing, I try to blend them all together, string them all together.
Okay. So why don't we take this chance and segue into a little bit more of a, I don't know, emotional song? So yeah. This one's called Game of Thrones. Check it out.
We're all afraid of death, but I truly fear life. If minutes are all we have, I hope I spend mine right. Cause my success isn't all monetary. Rather fulfill my bucket list before I'm through with scary. So many people say you've got one path to do it justice. I prefer the road less traveled with all its turns and lunges. This song goes out to all the